A jury is deliberating in Manhattan's first federal death penalty proceeding in nearly 50 years. Mohammed Al-Awali was convicted last week of murdering 213 people when he bombed the U.S. Embassy in Nairobi, Kenya. The same jury that found him guilty has to decide whether he will be executed for his crimes. From New York, NPR's Melissa Block reports.
In closing arguments, prosecutor Michael Garcia called 24-year-old Mohammed Al-Awali that rare exception, the murderer who deserves the ultimate penalty. The Nairobi embassy bombing, Garcia said, was not a crime committed on a sudden impulse. It was mass murder committed in cold blood. Al-Awali, a Saudi, was convicted of riding in the bomb truck to the embassy, throwing stun grenades at the guards there, and then fleeing just before the bomb was detonated. Garcia called Al-Awali a coward. He ran away, and now it's time for him to face justice, he said. The defendant showed no remorse for his actions, Garcia said, but instead posed for a photograph with his hands clasped in a victory salute. The prosecutor asked the jury to impose a death sentence to do justice to the victims. Garcia reminded the jurors of the testimony from the mother of Marine Sergeant Nathan Alaganga, who was killed in the embassy attack. Nathan Alaganga should still be carrying his country's flag, Garcia said. He should not have been carried out of that embassy wrapped in one. In conclusion, the prosecution presented a slideshow that flashed on video screens mounted in the jury box and also appeared on a screen just inches away from the defendant, who watched intently. With the courtroom wrapped in silence, the name of each bombing victim and sometimes a family photo flickered by, 3 seconds per casualty, a sobering list that took nearly 12 minutes to complete. When Al-Awali's attorney, David Baugh, rose to speak to the jury, his first remark was, "This is a really scary case." With its verdict, he said, the jury will make a statement to the entire world. Baugh urged the jurors, 7 women and 5 men, to stop the cycle of violence. It doesn't make sense to pour any more blood on that which has already been spilled, he said. Too many people have died. And he added, is it appropriate that we make another martyr? Baugh essentially put the jurors in the role of potential executioners. Every one of you today, he said, is going to be asked to kill. When the anonymous jurors signed their juror numbers to the verdict sheet, Baugh argued, it's going to be like firing a bullet. What are you going to pull off by becoming killers? Baugh argued that Al-Awali, like many Muslims, was outraged by the devastation caused by U.S. airstrikes against Iraq and economic sanctions imposed by the United Nations. I don't believe that justifies what happened, Baugh said, but does it make it a little more understandable? In rebuttal, prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald swatted that argument away as a distraction and an attempt to shift blame. America's actions are not on trial here, he said. Striding across the courtroom and pointing at the defendant, he went on, this man made a cold-blooded and calculated decision to kill 213 people and felt no remorse about it. It's not easy to vote for the death penalty, Fitzgerald went on. It should be hard. Thank God it's hard. But sometimes in life, the hard things are what you have to do. The jurors began deliberating and within 20 minutes sent out their first note asking to see defense exhibits, including a 224-page book called Teach Yourself Islam. They appear to be approaching this decision with the same care they gave their verdict in the guilt phase of the trial. Those deliberations lasted for 12 days. Melissa Block, NPR News, New York.